Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Bradley George in for Ricky Bevington. A Cobb County judge has dismissed a case challenging the election of Republican Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan. The judge said the plaintiffs didn't prove any specific issues that would alter the outcome. Those plaintiffs include an election integrity advocacy group. They say they plan to appeal. The lawsuit blamed the state's aging voting system for a drop of about 80,000 votes in the lieutenant governor's race compared to the average for other statewide contests. Duncan beat Democrat Sarah Riggs Amico by more than 123,000 votes. A former manager for singer R. Kelly has turned himself into Henry County Sheriff's deputies. A judge had issued a warrant for Henry James Mason on charges of terroristic threats and acts. A man named Timothy Savage told police last May that Mason had called and threatened to kill him. Savage said he'd been trying unsuccessfully to reach his daughter. He told police Kelly was holding her and keeping her from contacting Kelly. Savage and his wife appeared in the Lifetime series Surviving R. Kelly, and a spokesman for Kelly says Savage's daughter is living with the singer voluntarily. Several Atlanta-based companies will have to watch their competitors use Super Bowl 53 as an advertising platform. Pepsi, FedEx, and Verizon are all official NFL sponsors, and that means Atlanta-based Coca-Cola, UPS, and AT&T will have to sit out branding opportunities around Super Bowl 53, which is coming up in just a couple of weeks, February 3rd. A Fulton County woman was among the 19 people killed in a suicide bombing in Syria on Wednesday. AJC reports 27-year-old Ghadir Tahir died from injuries sustained in that blast. She was working as a translator for the U.S. Army. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack. Two U.S. service members and a civilian Pentagon employee were also killed in that bomb blast. Delta Airlines is giving over $80,000 to reopen the Martin Luther King Jr. National Historic Site. It will be open starting tomorrow through Super Bowl weekend. Well, it just keeps happening. Oversized vehicles crashing into beams installed to protect the Concord-covered bridge in Cobb County. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
The Concord Bridge has been around since the 1840s, but it wasn't covered until 1891. Already this year, two trucks have hit the 7-foot beam meant to protect the structure, bringing the total number of crashes to 15 since it reopened in late 2017.
That's GPB's Ross Terrell reporting. Cobb County officials are looking for ways to keep people from running into that bridge. And about 7,000 to 9,000 people travel over the one-lane bridge every day. And a spokesman for Cobb County says if you think your vehicle is oversized, then don't risk it. Take the detour.